Pacific leaders are calling for drastic environmental change from Anthony Albanese and to honour their COP31 promises at the Pacific Islands Forum in the Solomon Islands. This comes while a decision regarding the Northwest Shelf gas project extension is still underway. I spoke to head of Pacific at Greenpeace Australia Pacific, Shiva Goundon, to discuss the issue.
Pacific Islands for a long time have been calling on Australia to really address their emissions, you know, so addressing the fossil fuel carbon footprint in that sense, meaning closing the current projects that are in operation, not having any more new fossil fuel projects and addressing the fossil fuel exports. Because for the Pacific Islands, the emissions allow the global temperatures to within 1.5 degrees Celsius. And for the Pacific Island countries and Pacific Island communities, that 1.5 degrees is not just a number, it's our survival line.
What kind of environmental impacts can happen to the Pacific Islands if Australia does not commit to its climate actions?
Pacific Islands have recently, in the last decade or so, have had extremely intense climate impacts that have really put Pacific into a frame of existential crisis. You know, so we've got sea level rise that consumes our land, and it's extremely important for the Pacific Islanders, the concept of land and our connection to land. And if you have sea that completely wipes it out, it stops people from living on that land and having to move, so being displaced. And that means taking away all the cultural connections and the memories you have to that land. The other thing is this intensity and the regularity of like category 4 and 5 cyclones. Vanuatu 2 years ago had 2 cyclones within 2 days, which was category 4 and 5. This means always rebuilding, picking up pieces, having to stay resilient, etc. Then you have climate impacts that actually take away a lot of things that you value. And that means the cultural components. You've got family members who pass away during these climate events. You've got crops, etc., that gets destroyed. And in countries like Tuvalu and Kiribati, which are atoll nations, you can't even grow the traditional crops that you are used to eating because the sea level rise has salinated the land. So there's so many things that impacts the Pacific. And if Australia doesn't address its emissions and doesn't address its carbon footprint, it will ensure that it's driving the Pacific even further towards expanding this existential crisis.
One of the things that was addressed was the Northwest Shelf Gas Project. If Prime Minister Albanese and the courts do go ahead with the extension, what can this look like for relations between Australia and the Pacific Islands?
Yeah, if Prime Minister Albanese does give this green light for the Northwest Shelf Fossil Fuel Project expansion, which, by the way, is the most polluting fossil fuel project in Australia, then it truly is an attack on Pacific right to exist. And Pacific values. You know, he has lately been using this line that addressing climate change is, I think he said, entry fee for credibility within this region. And neither science nor common sense would point to expanding or starting new fossil fuel projects, you know, in addressing climate change genuinely. And he doesn't just have a responsibility to the Pacific region. He has a responsibility to the Australian people. He has a responsibility globally, because this is the 10th year now from the Paris Agreement, which Australia ratified. And in the Paris Agreement, it clearly states that you have to keep global temperatures below 1.5 degrees, which, like I said previously, is a survival line for the Pacific. And that doesn't include new fossil fuel projects. It means shutting down the current ones as soon as possible and addressing those fossil fuel exports, because this project is going to go beyond 2060 and 2070, which is not what the Pacific needs right now. He has been engaging in a lot of important bilateral decisions with the Pacific countries, but no amount of side deals, you know, no amount of checkbook diplomacy can mask Australia's climate record. He has to stick by this principle and the word that he keeps using of vuvale in the Pacific. And vuvale means family, and family doesn't sign away lives of family members towards further existential crisis.
What actions towards non-renewable energy is needed for this?
I think it needs to be a holistic kind of addressing of this whole issue of climate injustice that has been happening in the Pacific, and many also due to Australia's actions. You cannot just transition away from fossil fuels without ensuring there is finance that allows for the transition, ensures that there is technical capacity that allows for the transition, etc. Because remember, the Pacific region contributes the least to the climate crisis. They didn't cause the climate crisis. So the actions of Australia has to be holistic in this nature. And this narrative of gas being a transition fuel, and it's not backed by science. You know, this is industry driven. This is fossil fuel mafia driven. Renewable energy is the answer. And our region has enough ability to generate the necessary clean energy that's needed from solar and wind. And most of the gas and coal that Australia does produce, it's used for exports, you know, for Japan and South Korea. So what Australia needs to do is start addressing this whole element holistically for the Pacific, which means transitioning away from fossil fuel and its own economy, addressing the exports, but also ensuring there's the necessary finance and technical capacity within the region to be able to just transition into renewable energy.
That was Head of Pacific at Greenpeace Australia Pacific, Shiva Goundon.